ただいまから英語リスニングテストを行います。問題の冊子は表紙の用紙1枚とその内側の回答用紙1枚の合計2枚を重ねて折ってあります。では冊子の上の2枚を重ねたまま真ん中から開きなさい。このページが英語リスニングテストの回答用紙です。答えはすべてこの回答用紙に記入しなさい。それでは左上の受験番号の欄に受験番号を記入しなさい。問題はパート A からパート C まであります。回答用紙の下にある表紙の内側にパート C で読む英文とメモ欄が印刷されています。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。では始めます。
Please look at part A. In this part of the listening test, you will hear five conversations between two people. You will hear each conversation twice. After listening to each conversation twice, you will hear a question. Each question will be read only once, and you must choose the answer. Now begin. Number one. You often watch movies at theaters, right?
Yes, I cannot imagine my life without watching movies at theaters.
You often watch movies at theaters, right?
Yes, I cannot imagine my life without watching movies at theaters.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number two.
I think our club members should have more time for each meeting. What do you think?
I understand your feelings, but I have an opposite opinion about the time used for meetings.
I think our club members should have more time for each meeting. What do you think?
I understand your feelings, but I have an opposite opinion about the time used for meetings.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number three.
I heard that you felt bad this morning.
Yes, I had a terrible headache in the morning, but now I'm feeling good.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Oh, were you worrying about me so much?
Yes, until I heard your cheerful voice. I heard that you felt bad this morning.
Yes, I had a terrible headache in the morning, but now I'm feeling good.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Oh, were you worrying about me so much?
Yes, until I heard your cheerful voice.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number four.
Are you going to go to the concert that will be held in the City Hall this evening?
Yes. It will start at 6 o'clock, right?
Yes. Shall we go there together?
Well, before going to the concert, I want to go to the library near the City Hall to borrow some books. Oh, I left my library card at home.
Then you must go home, right?
Yes. I will go home now. So, how about meeting in front of the City Hall at 5:30?
Okay, see you later.
See you.
Are you going to go to the concert that will be held in the City Hall this evening?
Yes, it will start at 6 o'clock, right?
Yes, shall we go there together?
Well, before going to the concert, I want to go to the library near the City Hall to borrow some books. Oh, I left my library card at home.
Then you must go home, right?
Yes, I will go home now. So, how about meeting in front of the City Hall at 5:30?
Okay, see you later.
See you.
Question. What will the man probably do next? Number 5.
Are you ready to leave?
Well, I'm looking for the map that we can use today, Some nice shops are introduced on it.
I see. Where did you put it?
I put it on this desk yesterday, and I looked at it this morning. I have forgotten where I put it after that.
The train we'll take will leave the station at 3, and it's okay for us to leave home at 2:45. Now it's about 2:30, so we don't have much time. I will look for it with you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is a holiday. There is no train that leaves at 3 today. We need to take the train that will leave at 2:50.
Oh, really? Shall we leave without the map?
Yes. I don't think it will be a problem. Are you ready to go? We have no time to lose. Are you ready to leave?
Well, I'm looking for the map that we can use today. Some nice shops are introduced on it.
I see. Where did you put it?
I put it on this desk yesterday, and I looked at it this morning. I have forgotten where I put it after that.
The train we'll take will leave the station at 3, and it's okay for us to leave home at 2:45. Now it's about 2:30, so we don't have much time. I will look for it with you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today is a holiday. There is no train that leaves at 3 today. We need to take the train that will leave at 2:50.
Oh, really? Shall we leave without the map?
Yes. I don't think it will be a problem. Are you ready to go? We have no time to lose.
Question. What will they probably do next?
Please look at Part B. In this part of the listening test, you will hear a passage. The passage will be spoken twice. After listening to the passage twice, you will hear two questions. Each question will be read only once, and you must choose the answer. Now, begin. Number 6.
Dear visitors, welcome to the Museum of Cultures in the World. In this museum, you can get a lot of information about various cultures in the world. Now we will tell you about each floor of this museum. On the first floor, there are about 600 videos to introduce many cultures. Among them, about 500 videos are 15 minutes long, and about 100 videos are 30 minutes long. About half of all the videos on this floor were made from the research done by this museum. You will learn many things about cultures through watching videos on this floor. On the second floor, there is a library. There are more than 670,000 books about various topics on cultures. You will find both books written in foreign languages and books written in Japanese. You can borrow 5 books at a time for 2 weeks. On the third floor, you can see many things telling you about people's ways of living in various cultures. You can also see many pictures that were drawn to show how people lived in the past. You can learn what clothes they wore, what foods they ate, and what houses they built. One of the most popular places on this floor is the space for many kinds of traditional clothes in the world. You can wear some of them. Please ask us if you want to try. There are 2 more things to tell you. There is a restaurant beside the entrance on the first floor. You can eat some kinds of foods from several places in the world there. And on the same floor, you can watch video guides in the following languages: Japanese, English, Chinese, and Korean. We hope they will help you. Thank you. Dear visitors, welcome to the Museum of Cultures in the World. In this museum, you can get a lot of information about various cultures in the world. Now we will tell you about each floor of this museum. On the first floor, there are about 600 videos to introduce many cultures. Among them, about 500 videos are 15 minutes long, and about 100 videos are 30 minutes long. About half of all the videos on this floor were made from the research done by this museum. You will learn many things about cultures through watching videos on this floor. On the second floor, there is a library. There are more than 670,000 books about various topics on cultures. You will find both books written in foreign languages and books written in Japanese. You can borrow 5 books at a time for 2 weeks. On the 3rd floor, you can see many things telling you about people's ways of living in various cultures. You can also see many pictures that were drawn to show how people lived in the past. You can learn what clothes they wore, what foods they ate, and what houses they built. One of the most popular places on this floor is the space for many kinds of traditional clothes in the world. You can wear some of them. Please ask us if you want to try. There are 2 more things to tell you. There is a restaurant beside the entrance on the 1st floor. You can eat some kinds of foods from several places in the world there. And on the same floor, you can watch video guides in the following languages: Japanese, English, Chinese, and Korean. We hope they will help you. Thank you.
Question 1. How many videos on the 1st floor were made from the research of this museum? Question 2. Which sentence is true about the information of this museum? Please look at the test paper of Part C. First, please read the passage about ways to practice speaking a foreign language. You have 1 minute. Now, begin to read. Stop reading. Now you are going to hear the conversation between Mike and Yoko. They are talking about ways to practice speaking a foreign language. You will hear their conversation and the question about it twice. You can write notes about the things they say about ways to practice speaking a foreign language on the test paper when you are listening. Now, listen to the conversation. Hi, Yoko. Did you read the passage about the ways to practice speaking a foreign language?
Yes, I did, Mike. What do you think about the ways?
I think way A is helpful. To practice speaking Japanese, I talk with my host family after dinner every evening. I think that is a good way.
Oh, really?
When I cannot express the things I want to say, they guess the things I want to say and tell me some words or expressions, and I try to use them. People learn how to communicate in foreign languages by talking with other people. So I think way A is helpful. How about you, Yoko?
Well, I will be glad if I can practice speaking English in way B.
Why do you think so?
Do you remember that I was very nervous when I talked with you for the first time?
Oh, I remember that. You were so nervous, but you tried to talk with me in English. And I understood the things you said.
Thank you, Mike. But I always get nervous when I speak English with other foreign people. I think I will not get nervous if I practice in way B.
Oh, Yoko, you are talking with me now without getting nervous.
Yes, I'm not nervous now because I have talked with you many times. But I don't have so many chances to talk with other foreign people. If I can practice in way B, I will have more chances to talk in English.
I understand. But speaking skills improve through conversations with other people, So I think that practicing speaking a foreign language in way A is necessary.
Yes, I think it is necessary too. However, if I practice speaking English in way B, I can do that when I want to practice. So I think way B is good.
On that point, I agree with you. In way B, to practice speaking English at any time or at any place may be possible. So way B is also good.
Yes, for real communication with people, I will practice speaking.
Question. What does Mike think about these two ways to practice speaking a foreign language? In English, explain his opinions about way A and way B, and also the reasons for his opinions. Hi, Yoko. Did you read the passage about the ways to practice speaking a foreign language?
Yes, I did, Mike. What do you think about the ways?
I think way A is helpful. To practice speaking Japanese, I talk with my host family after dinner every evening. I think that is a good way.
Oh, really?
When I cannot express the things I want to say, they guess the things I want to say and tell me some words or expressions, and I try to use them. People learn how to communicate in foreign languages by talking with other people. So I think way A is helpful. How about you, Yoko?
Well, I will be glad if I can practice speaking English in way B.
Why do you think so?
Do you remember that I was very nervous when I talked with you for the first time?
Oh, I remember that. You were so nervous, but you tried to talk with me in English. And I understood the things you said.
Thank you, Mike. But I always get nervous when I speak English with other foreign people. I think I will not get nervous if I practice in way B.
Oh, Yoko, you are talking with me now without getting nervous.
Yes, I'm not nervous now because I have talked with you many times. But I don't have so many chances to talk with other foreign people. If I can practice in way B, I will have more chances to talk in English.
I understand. But speaking skills improve through conversations with other people. So I think that practicing speaking a foreign language in way A is necessary.
Yes, I think it is necessary too. However, if I practice speaking English in way B, I can do that when I want to practice. So I think way B is good.
On that point, I agree with you. In way B, to practice speaking English at any time or at any place may be possible. So way B is also good.
Yes, for real communication with people, I will practice speaking.
Question. What does Mike think about these two ways to practice speaking a foreign language? In English, explain his opinions about way A and way B, and also the reasons for his opinions. You have 6 minutes to write. Now, begin.
書くのをやめなさい。回答用紙を裏返しにしなさい。これで英語リスニングテストを終わります。